added. But traffic was still bad. It's everyone using Domini as a cut through. It's not just GPC. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbons. Representative Fran Miller?
I think, to be fair to Dr. Ciccoli, I think it's important, I'll give you a little background, that my numbers are based on 2008. What he's told you, there's nothing in the budget to really do any expansion at this point in time. But Georgia Permanent College probably had 22,800 students in 2008. At the same time, the Dunwoody campus had 8,656 students, which is roughly 35%. And over a four-year period, Georgia Permanent College grew about 12%. The Dunwoody campus grew 32%. Dr. Ciccoli realizes that they're at about capacity out here already. The proposal made to the Board of Regents, who controls Permanent College, to try to expand. They wanted to go up into Roswell because they felt there was a real need up there. They wanted to build a facility up there. The numbers I'm giving to were based on a presentation that they made in August of 2009 to the Board of Regents. They, in their report, they say that Dunwoody campus is at and arguably above capacity. The available acreage has been built out to the maximum extent possible. And their solution to alleviate the overcapacity was, let's have another campus up north. Alpharetta can't do the job. We'd like to build a campus in Roswell. Unfortunately, they were turned down by the Board of Regents. So that's where we are today. We've cleared the site where we used to have the vocational school for the high school. Something needs to be done with there probably. In the interim, probably in the short term, I guess they'd probably just use it for parking would be my guess. Okay? Some of us think, perhaps, maybe that's what it should be in the long term. I will tell you the Allied Health program is a very good program. I think you can do it at Roswell just like you could do it in Dunwoody. But I think to be fair to Dr. Ciccoli, these people have made an effort right now because they know this place is at capacity. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to drive down Tilly Mill or Wellback in the morning, if you can drive down them, okay? Because it's certainly turning into Ashford-Dunwoody East. East? Yeah, I guess it would be East, wouldn't it? Thank you. Mr. Hanging, you know that better than I would. Ashford-Dunwoody East. So that's where we are today. I don't see any funding for a location over there in the near future. I'll tell you this. Having discussions with the mayor of Roswell right now as we speak, representatives up in that area in North Fulton. Because I think Dr. Coley, if he can wave the magic wand, he can't. He answers to people just like everybody else. We'd like to have that campus. So at this point in time, I don't think in the short term, the city needs to, in my opinion, work with these folks to try to alleviate the traffic pattern the best they can at this point in time. But there's not going to be any new decks, or there's not going to be any new buildings built in the near future. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Representative Miller, and we appreciate your hard work down at the Capitol.
There's still no money.
We still appreciate your work. Okay, and excuse me if I mispronounce your name as I call you up here. Some of you have writing similar to mine, which is atrocious. In fact, I'm not going to call this person so they don't think I'm calling their writing out. So let me, I'm just being rude. So Chris LaFave? Come on, Chris.
I didn't have as much information as I have at the present moment when I wrote this statement, but I'm going to go ahead and read it as is. My name is Chris LaFave, and I am a dental hygiene major at Georgia Permanent College. I am not just an honor student, I am the president of the campus's Phi Theta Kappa chapter, which is an organization that recognizes students for their academic achievement. I have a 3.7 GPA, and it is my long-term goal to be a licensed orthodontist with a practice in my name. Now, most of what I just told you would not be true if it weren't for the opportunities presented to me by the GPC Dunwoody campus. I live 30 miles northeast of here, yet I drive 60 miles round trip, two and sometimes more times a week because of these opportunities. I understand that the construction of the new building makes the Dunwoody campus is of concern as it is believed that it will attract yet more traffic. I want to point out that the two parking decks are also to be constructed on this lot. When we remember that cars, like anything, can only occupy one space at a time, it becomes easy to see
These parking decks can only serve to help the traffic situation, not hurt it, even with any new enrollment that this new building may attract. The more cars that are in the decks, the less cars there are on the roads. I also understand that the building to be constructed will be for applied health sciences, nursing, and dental hygiene. To stymie the construction of this building will directly and negatively affect me and every other nursing and dental hygiene major at the college. As the baby boom ages, the demand for health care will reach an all-time high. It doesn't take an economics major to predict what will happen to health care costs when demands are up and supply is low. Such a shortage would affect this community directly and the most. It is on these sound premises that I respectfully beseech you not to impede the growth of the college and therefore the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. LeBain. Sound closure?
Good evening.
Good evening.
First, I want to start out by telling y'all that I actually attended DeKalb College back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. And I reside at 2110 Strasburg Court, right off of Luray. My main concern, traffic notwithstanding, is that there was talk about forming an exit way or entrance way to the GPC parking via the Ray Drive, which runs between Peeler and dead ends at the college. My neighbors and I are deeply concerned about this. First of all, it's a very narrow street, and bringing that traffic through will be absolutely disastrous. Also, I maintain that cut through between the end of Luray and the college parking lot, it would be essentially impassable at this point. It would be a jungle. If I were out there mowing it every day, or rather every week in the summertime, I've been went so far as to have wood chips spread to help control the growth. The college has done nothing to maintain that, even though the students use that cut through when they get off the bus at Peeler at the foot of Luray. I noticed when I do my maintenance that the students, I suppose, on their way to college just dump their trash, even though they had to only carry it maybe another 20 or 30 feet to a trash can in the parking lot. But they don't feel vested in the community like we do, and they're just passing through and leave their refuse as they go along. And it seems to me that in Dunwoody right now, we have all of the downside of having a college in our community, in that the traffic, the noise, the students acting the way students can sometimes, without any of the upside, without any of the attractive the business attraction that makes a college community quaint. My main concern tonight is that y'all please put a stop to even the thinking of opening up Luray for access to the college parking lot. It would absolutely destroy our neighborhood. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Cheryl Summers. Hello, Cheryl.
Good evening, Mayor and council members, and I have copies of my comments for you that I will share with you. As many of you know, I am a longtime now resident of Dunwoody, and I live on Tilling Mill Road between Womack and Sharing. So from my perspective, I get a bird's eye view of the GPC traffic every day out my kitchen window. Believe me, I wouldn't want it out my living room window because it is so distressing. In the 20 years since I've lived here, that traffic, that college has grown from about 3,000 students, which was the size of some high schools, to an institution that is almost 10,000, and bringing with it traffic that is a horrible, horrible nightmare. It brings migraine headaches on it so bad. And just to bring out a few more points, Dunwoody is a suburban bedroom community. Geographically, GPC, Dunwoody campus, is almost in the center of Dunwoody, and quite literally in the middle of residential areas. Chili Mill Road is one of the roads, one of the main arteries through Dunwoody, and it is a residential street. There's houses lining both sides of the street, with a few exceptions for churches, synagogue, and a community center. But other than that, Tilling Mill, Womack, North Peachtree, those are all residential streets. They were not built for the traffic of 10,000 people going to and from GPC 5 days a week, 15 hours a day. It's just unconscionable that we should have this in our community. Moreover, the speed limit on these streets is 35 miles an hour. The students recklessly speed up and down Tilling Mill trying to get to Womack to get to their classes. Furthermore, they use the center turn lane that's between that's on Tilling Mill between Womack and Sharing Drive. They use that as a passing lane. That is not a passing lane. That is a turn lane. And it's for use by cars in both directions. And people are... Did I woke up? No. Okay. But you've got these cars, they're racing each other to get to the light on Womack so they can make their left-hand turn going to GPC and vice versa going the other way if a car is going too slow for their liking. They just pass it. We're not talking about somebody that is queuing up to make their their turn at the light or trying to pass safely around a vehicle, a MARTA bus or something. No, they're racing. It's a head-on killer collision waiting to happen.
Thank you, Sheryl.
Thank you, Ms. All right, Mary Madsen.
Good evening.
Hi.
My name is Mary Madsen. I'm a longtime Dunwoody resident. I moved here in 1986. I've been in Atlanta since 1972. I've raised my daughter and three stepchildren in Dunwoody. I'm also a faculty member at George Brunswick College. I've been employed there since 1991. And so I speak for both the college and for the community. I just want to say I do appreciate the comments concerning the traffic. It has exponentially increased over the years. But I also feel that Georgia Perimeter College represents an opportunity for the city of Dunwoody. And that opportunity is that as the residents here are recreating this city, as they are making plans for the Dunwoody Village area, there is no reason why we cannot perceive of Dunwoody as a work, learn, live, and play community. And that part of our community that will make it unique is the fact that we have the opportunity for our residents to attend from pre-K through college level all within the Dunwoody city limits. I mean, that is very unique. So with this opportunity, there are challenges. Some suggestions are obviously that we need to get a traffic engineer in there. We need to take a look at all of the possibilities. One suggestion that I have seen in other cities would be to actually eliminate the light at Womack and Tilling Mill and to turn it into a traffic circle. It would slowly keep the traffic moving at a steady pace. It would eliminate that left turn lane that has created the problems that were just described on Tilling Mill. The same could also hold true for down at North Peachtree and that area as well, a traffic circle, slowly moving the traffic. It would continuously move. So these are my suggestions. I know that the faculty and staff at GPC, we really feel that we are part of the Dunwoody community, and we do not care for any kind of adversarial relationship. We want to work with the city of Dunwoody. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Madsen. Craig Bauer.
Good Mr. Mayor, City Council, my name is Fred Bounds. I am a resident and registered voter in the city of Dunwoody. I have been a member of the Rotary Club of Dunwoody for over 8 years, and I've been an instructor and professor of economics at the Dunwoody campus for over 20 years. Probably it's a good thing that a lot of my thunder was stolen by my boss's boss's boss, President Tricoli, because I wanted to focus on the value of the Allied Health Building and suggest that now that I see that it's certainly not going to happen in the near future, I would just like to say that whether you believe it or not, I feel empathy for the residents that are being negatively impacted by this growth. I feel bad anyway, but to the extent that we have caused that, I personally feel regret about that. But I believe that Georgia Premier College is definitely a force for good in our community. We have sent thousands of students off to four-year schools in the state of Georgia and some out of the state, and that has been a tremendous benefit, not only for those students, but also for the economic development of our area. That's why I wanted to talk about the Allied Health Building. But nevertheless, I would just ask all the stakeholders and decision makers to try to remember that we're in this together and try not to let this become an us versus them situation. I would really just like to encourage everybody, let's sit down as many times as necessary, get experts in, and find out a situation where we can have a win-win result.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Good evening. Mayor and the council members. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Okay.
I'm Tina Philpott. My husband and I live on Bunkie Way. I built that house back in 1976. I've been a citizen of Dunwoody for 34 years. And I'm a member of Dunwoody Methodist Church, Dunwoody Rotary, Mill Glen Swim Club. We are part of this community and have been for many, many years. But about 5 years after we moved to Dunwoody, I wandered onto the campus of a brand new facility that was being built. It's called the North Branch of DeKalb College. And somebody offered me a position, handed me a textbook, and said, "We open classes in 2 days. I sure hope you can teach for us." And ever since then, for 30 long years, I've been teaching economics and working for DeKalb College, Georgia Perimeter College. Today, I'm the department chair of business, and some of my fantastic faculty are here tonight, including Fred, who just spoke. We've got Bob Hawkins, who wrote some of the letters back to the crier that have answered some of our needs. Beverly Lee. We have tons of fantastic faculty who work at the college that are citizens of Dunwoody. There's a piece of the story I'm not sure anybody has said yet. And it started about 4 years ago when the Board of Regents gave me a call and said, "We need for you to chair a committee." It's a search committee for a new president. It took us about a year. 3 years ago, Dr. Tricoli became the president of Georgia Perimeter College and took on the challenges of this college that were mighty at the time. And one of the ones that really kind of took our breath away was the fact that that year, the Board of Regents closed one of our campuses. It was a large campus, 7,000 students in Lawrenceville. We shrugged our shoulders and said, that's going to be interesting. And lo and behold, little did we expect that as these 3 years have passed by, we, a campus of 6,000 students, have become a campus of 9,000 students, largely because some of these students are coming from the Lawrenceville campus. It's just taking care of the needs of the students. They're voting with their feet. It's an economic concept. Students come to Dunwoody because they like our campus, and they like the community that this campus is in. They eat lunch here. They go places. My granddaughter came up last year every other day from Parkview High School in Lawrenceville to come to the Dunwoody campus and met students here that were also from Lawrenceville. It is a very, very fantastic place to receive an education, even as a senior in high school. Dr. Tricoli has been working since he became our president to expand us beyond the Dunwoody campus and to bring the nursing and dental hygiene program to our campus and grow its facilities. We know we're a big organization, and with the size of us and our organization, we bring huge responsibility.
Thank you.
So we are very, very glad to be a part of this community, and we look forward to two things: solving this problem professionally and becoming a very major piece of outreach and community service to us all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Philpott. Great partner.
Thank you. I have lived in Dunwoody with my family since 1991. When we arrived, my son was 2 years old. He's going to turn 20 in another 2 weeks. He attends Georgia Perimeter College. We have firsthand experienced the traffic problems getting in and out of Georgia Perimeter College. I think it's wonderful that we have an institution of higher learning where people can attend locally, and for us, it's a real need. I'd like to point out that there's a traffic problem. It needs to be addressed, but trying to do something to constrain GPC is not the solution. Trying to ignore it by the city is not a solution. You need to work together to find a win-win situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Sarah Bailey.
Sarah Bailey, speak to you as a member of the Dunwoody community for 9 years and as a student of Georgia Perimeter's Community College for 3. GPC's slogan is the 2 years that will change your life. I am one student out of 9,500 that this statement can be contested as true. For myself, GPC has helped me become who I am today. I'm the Chief Justice of the Dunwoody College Court, a member of the Academic Building Committee and the Go Green Committee. I'm the founder and president of the Outdoor Adventure Club and the vice president of leadership for Phi Theta Kappa. GPC has also played a role in my internship at the Canadian Consulate General and the photography internship, as well as many nominations and awards. As you can see, GPC holds the key to the doors of opportunity within the community. Civic engagement is the top priority at Georgia Perimeter College to benefit the community and the perimeters beyond it. Thus, why we are here now. I have learned that by working together as a community, for the community, when problems occur, we can be a part of the solution and not the problem. My part of the solution is I will promote a carpooling and bypass to further the health and the development. And that is just one of the things that I will try to do to help with the flow of traffic. So all of this is vital to everyone's success as a whole. And students are enrolled, those yet to come, the children, the productivity of our businesses, and the opportunities for all Dunwoody citizens. I ask you, City Council, the Dunwoody community, to unify in the growth of the Georgia Perimeter College community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.